I got to admit, my family and I are blessed beyond measure. Our cups runneth over. And in large part of that, as far as the stuff that we have, it's because I worked for almost 40 years to get it. I was part of the rat race. I was part of the chase. You got to chase the dream, right? Well, we got it. We got the home in the suburbs. We're on a little less than an acre of land and got our two dogs and we're cool when we need to be and we've got running water and we've got two cars and I'm not sure a billionaire sleeps any better than I do. We've got enough. It's part of the American dream. Some people just go after more and more and more. They're very driven. And there's nothing wrong with that if that's what you want to do. I posted this little piece on Facebook last week, and I was kind of surprised by the reaction I got to it. A lot of people thought it was a joke, that it was a funny thing. And I found it a little more, I think, profound than that. I'm going to give it to you. You decide what you think of it. I love it. If you can't tell already, I mean, I love this piece and how it made me think about things. And it's called The American Dream. An American businessman was standing at the pier of a small coastal Mexican village when a small boat with just one fisherman docked. Inside the small boat were several large yellowfin tuna. The American complimented the Mexican on the quality of his fish. "How long did it take you to catch him?" the American asked. "Only a little while," the Mexican replied. "Well, why don't you stay out longer and catch more fish?" the American then asked. "I have enough to support my family's immediate needs," the Mexican said. "But," the American then asked, "what do you do with the rest of your time?" The Mexican fisherman said, "I sleep late, fish a little, play with my children, take a siesta with my wife, Maria, stroll into the village each evening where I sip wine and play guitar with my amigos. I have a full and busy life, senor." The American scoffed. "Hey, I'm a Harvard MBA and I could help you. You should spend more time fishing, and with the proceeds, you could buy a bigger boat. And with the proceeds from the bigger boat, you could buy several boats. Eventually, you would have a fleet of fishing boats. Instead of selling your catch to a middleman, you would sell directly to the consumers, eventually opening your own can factory. You would control the product, the processing, and distribution. You would need to leave this small coastal fishing village, of course, and move to Mexico City, then L.A., and eventually New York City, where you would run your expanding enterprise." The Mexican fisherman asked, "But, senor, how long will all this take?" To which the American replied, "Oh, I'd say 15 to 20 years." "But what then, senor?" The American laughed and said, "Ah, that's the best part. When the time is right, you would announce an IPO, an initial public offering, and sell your company stock to the public and become very rich. You would make millions." "Millions, senor? Then what?" The American said slowly, "Then you would retire, move to a small coastal fishing village where you would sleep late, fish a little, play with your kids, take a siesta with your wife, stroll to the village in the evenings where you could sip wine and play guitar with your amigos." This piece reminded me of a little bit of graffiti I found in downtown Raleigh, scrawled on a metal door to a parking deck. I think I've shared it with you before, and it said simply, "The less I needed, the happier I was."